This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, October 2nd. God's word to you today is through gifts. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Corinthians 12, verses 4 to 6, and it says, "There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit is the source of them all. There are different kinds of service, but we serve the same Lord. God works in different ways, but it is the same God who does the work in all of us." Today we will pick up from our final thought from yesterday's devotional, which is, the miraculous operates through the gifts of the Holy Spirit. The gifts of the Holy Spirit can be categorized into three. The first is ministry gifts, and you can find this in 1 Corinthians 12, verses 27 to 29, Romans 12, verses 6 to 8, and Ephesians 4, verse 11. Please read. Ministry gifts: apostles, evangelists, prophets, pastors, and teachers. The second category of gifts of the Holy Spirit are the service gifts, and you can find them in the following scripture references: 1 Corinthians 12, verses 27 to 29, Romans 12, verses 6 to 8, and 1 Peter 4, verses 8 to 10. Please read. Service gifts are the gift of mercy, the gift of leadership, and the gift of administration. Everyone that is serving as a worker is operating in service gifts. You clean seats, for instance, and people sit there, and the problems of 20 years disappear. It is huge. The Holy Spirit works through his gifts, service gifts. And the third is sign gifts, and these are listed in 1 Corinthians 12, verses 17 to 12. Please read. "These signs shall follow them that believe." Underline the sign gifts in the passage below. 1 Corinthians 12, verses 7 to 12 from the King James Version reads, "But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. For all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. For as the body is one, and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ." Typically, the number one question in people's minds when it comes to faith is, how can they measure and tell when their faith is mustard seed level? Mustard seed level with God is just to show us that what is required is not as much as what we think if we will just believe. I do not think there is any other way of measuring a faith apart from staying in the Word of God. When you stay in the Word, you just know. I have seen people that get saved, receive the Holy Spirit baptism, and start prophesying accurately. And in some cases, they receive the gift of healing. They lay hands on the sick and they are healed. What have they done? Nothing. It is by grace through faith. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, I open my heart to you. Empower me to be all that God has called me to be through your gifts and grow my faith. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.